I think we should congratulate the MP Hang Dong, who has won a court action, being able, which enables him to continue with his lawsuit against the news agencies that had published scurrilous and dishonest stories about him. They were invited by the judge to give them a prima facie argument, that is to show any evidence they had, and they did not. They did not provide any evidence. By the way, the story is far, far, far from over. What the MP has won is the right to continue with his lawsuit. But it is significant, I would say, primarily to be something to be read and understood, because we are now deeply into witch hunt country, with a parliamentarians prepared to tear each other apart based on unnamed individuals in the security field, unnamed, and whose motives are unknown, who say they have names of people who have been elected by the people. And we have parties who are more interested in following what unnamed police sources say about someone who has been chosen by the people. They're not interested in saying, if you're an accuser, you have to come forward and be seen. And to this day, we don't know the names of any of these hidden accusers. And yet we have parliamentarians getting ready to eat each other alive by calling each other traitors. They're out of their minds. And I remind you, we haven't yet reached September, which will be the anniversary of the day that the parliament stood up and applauded a Nazi who was sitting in the parliament with them, and they celebrated him and applauded, standing on their feet. And so if they're looking for traitors, well, you had wall-to-wall traitors, because the man they were applauding fought the Canadians, helped murder Jews, and this bunch of cowards and idiots were a bunch of lemmings. They all went off the cliff together. No one had the moral courage to say, wait a minute, he said he fought the Russians. Wait a minute, that was World War II. He fought our allies, and he belonged to a volunteer group that murdered Jews. That was what Parliament did. You can't have any respect for these people at all. What you want to say is, let's do this out in the open. If you're going to be an accuser, come forward. Otherwise, you're a liar. This is a Taylor Report. We'll see you next week.